This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Yeah, hi. Good evening. Okay, so we're holding here in the middle of the Alpha Sikhamish, I think.
Yep.
We're holding around Pesachim Mufay from the Torah.
Yep, I think so.
Okay. So you explained before his nekuda was that if somebody is ma'abesich hamish, he's nimshach two things, two natures. He says chumri and heder. So the first point, Pesachim Gankein Mufay from the Torah. Ki isha chumris and isha chachmarak b'felach. Well, the fikach. So the moral says in a few places, he speaks the marshal about Torah, why Torah is noyach, why it's kosher to it's kosher la sigun like schuchis, kosher like sov, and it's noyach la abnum my schuchis. Why is it so hard? And he explains that the etzem Torah is not made yonai of a person, without the fact that a person is chomri. If people like very much concrete things, and things that are abstract, they don't like so much to learn or to think about, because there's a certain sense of a lack of a metzias. The person wants to feel connected to metzias. And these are things that are kind of vague, up in the air, not really part of the Metzius Kayemis. So what it requires from a person is a certain state of sichlius in order that the world of Torah be reality to him. And being in that state, keeping himself in that state is an effort. That's why it's very easy to tough to acquire the material, and it's very easy to get out of it and to lose it, because it's not of the same ease that the world around him is. People get very, very frustrated and annoyed if they can't walk, if they can't use their hands, feet. In a sickle, it's also, if you can't think about a picture, a thing, a metzias, then you don't have the ability to relate to it. That's why the more abstract something is, it's tougher to be in that world. An Isha's Metzius is much more practical. That's the pshat, Ein Chochma, Ein Isha Chochma Rak B'Folach, is the pshat. It's something that you can feel with your hand. It's something that you can tap with your hand, because her material is much more chumri. A woman by nature doesn't like abstract things, like things that are a lot more concrete. So when he's playing as Yichse Isha, he loses out the ability to, it takes away from Torah in the sense that he's not shaykh to the more edeler type of sichlius. The end of the day, make sure payment of our sichlius kuna shada. So, for any time, a person goes to buy a place of coffee, same thing. The end of the mevatlis in the divine tera. She could take it, she could place it, and the other tera. However, those are not things that draw the person into different materials. It does it in that step. So, things that are limited don't, are not much fear in a person this Indian. He did it, he finished with it, he's gone. Masha Ein came, this over here, Sichem Yisha Bezeo, Prega Yisha Chomiz Mizdabik Ba, it's something that the person is Nimshu Mizdabik to, the other Mizdabik Bishtoi, but since a person is the Dovak Ba, and he's Mizdabik Bishtoi, so the Mela, he becomes part of that Mitzvah. The Dovak is a Nikra Asara, in the Gamri Minatera, so as a person draws himself into a position, that there is a big stira between things that are chumri and ruchni and the sichli, I say, that doesn't seem really to, it doesn't seem to be linked. Lamashal, you find a lot of avla if a person eats too much or drinks too much, if a person is mizana, if a person is naif. All of those things are considered various in the Torah, one way or another. A various is not good, I'm harvest, and so on. And something to ask, well, what's the problem? Why is it, what's the issue with all these inyanim? And the answer is, all these inyanim remove a person from the world of ruchnia. It takes a person, can't be a ruchnia to the person if his reality is a physical reality. A person whose type of hadnaz is bagels and butter, so that's his material. That is his world. And things that are very, very surreal, things that are just, say, run back, don't take him. And the whole ruchnius doesn't take him. It's the spirit to the material that he finds himself in and to the reality that he has. It was sort of, I think the Baratanya was once listening, was once learned to Dover Omik, I don't remember the people. And then afterwards he took bagel and butter. Bagel was, I don't know if it's the same bagel we have, but it was, I understand from the context of the story, that it was a very, it was a kind of a pastry, Michael, delicacy. And his chava kind of tried it, and he said, you know, so he explained himself as Saket. He felt he was getting completely carried away with those inyanim, and he needed to bring himself back down, so he took something that has a measure of Gashmir. Al Kapanim, to be Mizdabik the Ishtar is something that pulls the person away because he becomes part of a world that's very physical. The Dovah and Mikra Sarala Gamitra, he removes him from the world of Torah, and so on. The Sefer Yerush Gehenim. Hainin Advar Mishlam Ma'anu. This is an Indian that the morale is all over the place. And could I have a few minutes to be explaining on it? The Rambam says, the Marshal, that there's only one Aveir, and there's only one Einish, and that's Karis. And the Ramban talks about it in Shai Gemul. He asks tons of questions on it, and kashas and so on. Very, very hard to understand the Rambam Shita. And then that's what the Rambam describes Einish, that's Karis. So Demis is mitzvah the teichem ha'inyanim. The Rambam, when we speak of Gehenim, we think of the chelik that rehabilitates a person. You get a certain amount of yisurim, and then you're able to continue in Gan Eden and so on. The Rambam is talking about the Messias of Gehenim as an ultimate Messias. In the world of Olam HaEmes, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we describe him in terms of existence. Havaya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and that's the Messias, that's the world. In Masha Enke, so the opposite of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that which isn't. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that which is, so the reality is that which is not. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we're talking about a world, a place that is the opposite of the Toiv. It is that which does not exist. As opposed to the Toiv is being Dovah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'olam. Ratim Adveikim V'Hashem Akechem Chayim Kuchem Hayoyim. Because Chiyus is described as a permanent vacuum. That's the positive side of it. So the negative side is non-existence. Now, how much it non-exists, that depends on the person. So just like the Rahmana Tlana person who's missing an Aver, there are two problems with it. One is the particular Shemesh Aver. A person is missing a hand. He can't do the things that a normal person would do with his hand. That's a Bava Tzar. But there's another Knech that the person is missing some sense of Atmius. The person sees himself in the perspective of him as a Sholem, and he's lacking a chelik of his self with the lacking of Aver. Gehenim is the perception of non-existence. I would try and ask people to project Matthias. Let's say somebody were to give you the following Einish. They would ship you off to the Philippines, and you have money, a monthly stipend, whatever you need to live on, but there's nobody to talk to. You can't talk to anybody. You don't know if the Philippines, you have no interest in them. All you do is you basically exist in a state of non-existence. You're a non-entity. Michoni Amagel had that matzis, and he has to die. It's existing when you have no sense of existence. That's the essence of Gehenim. So in as much as Gehenim is Einish, in as much as it's an ultimate type of Einish, it's the makom of non-existence. In other words, makom is defined to us as existence. That's makom is the place where inexistence takes place. There is a makom of non-existence, and that's Gehenim. And that's your Yisrael, the morale, all of them. Now, Vein Zedoyim Ala Isha Asma Shadalik Vahedah, so somebody's going to ask a Tasha, well, does that mean Noshima and Gehenim? Kim Nekach Einlim Ala Shkipalas Gehenim, Chas V'Sholom. V'Isha Chalke B'Gan Eden Kama Isha. Certainly she has a chelek. Aber sehr schön neute mal los la habe sich am Isha. Shadavik by head the birth of the Zacha, all of them say Jewish Gehenna. In other words, for a man to sit and to involve himself with Inyanim Shal Noshim, that becomes an Achayis Daga for him. That's Taka and the Tia Tot Chumriyas. For a woman to be misbeinin on a recipe and how to cook something and how to arrange the house, that's a mitzvah chiyuvis for her, and the neila that's not a drive towards head of a cat. That's her job and accomplishment and so on. But for a zocher to have that type of his askus, for him it's a drawing down. But Isha Chalva began Eden to Maya Ish. I was there she later my loss of the harvest of Isha, but the fact that the man wants to be misdamed to Isha, she does it by head of Berech Maras HaZacha, who has head in a Matthias vis-a-vis the Zacha's Matthias, all of Eime of the Sefer Yosh Gehenim. Ki Gehenim Shom Yivadei Na Odom, the head of Matthias Vashol Odom, the Nikri Yivadei. In other words, one of the names of Gehenim is Yivadei, and B'meila, it's the place where people are lost, where people don't exist. Ganika b'shem tzia u'neshia. All of them are lost in the get, and so on. In other words, it's a place where it's a non-place. Kol ha'shemes she'esh le'gehenim moirim ha'misha b'olisham u'bal head of the that a person comes to is lacking a Matthias. But because of itself, Laharich.
Can I ask a question?
Sorry?
I don't fully understand. Is the Nakuda of Gehenim that it's Chosein the Chiyus? It sounds like more from the Rishonos of Avadoin and that it's to do with that there's no Mokum. Or is it the same thing?
It means it's the place where a person finds no Matthias for himself. Just like it's the Mokum. context where a person, just like the Moshe I gave, if a person were to wake up in the Philippines, he would feel that he's a lost person. He has no metzias. It's a makom that for him has no metzias. That's the ownership of Gehenim. It's a person that has his own non-existence. And that's its place, that's its content.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you find Chazal and Moshe, Gehenim was created before the world, the relationship inside, all sorts of inyanim. It really begs to be asked, I mean, what's so important to know vis-a-vis this and vis-a-vis that? The territory is because Gehenim is a counter-metzius, an anti-metzius, whatever you want to call it. And b'meila, it's zelu maseh, we have to behave what a Kodesh Baruch Hu, what's in there and what we are. That it's on the way to Shlat Gehenim. And that's certainly what Chazal meant. And not like people that explain it in the Svara. This is also something that the Maral says in quite a few places.
If a person takes
a very sharply carved out statue. So the tzura is very sharply placed onto the chaymer. And then the person kind of gently rubs the sharp edges. They lose their sharpness and it becomes more stone-like. The tzura kind of disappears into the chaymer again. So whenever a person is doing that, the process that he's doing is he's causing the tzura to be lost. But if Mari asks, so much I'm in speech or good the Adam Gadol doesn't have love data that he has an insight, love that he should have insight into it. But Me'idach Gisa, to value to say, despite the fact that it takes longer to teach it otherwise, if some kids are taught, there is a superior value in not using pictures, whatever it might be. That's the area that you're asking somebody who is of a higher caliber. Understanding and being mafia the shyless, whether or not this job is a better job than the other job, loved after Adam Gadol knows or should know about it. Is it kedai to be mevater on A for B? Mitzad the erech shaboy, that's a shyness for a theoretical person. The world is divided on tons of levels, where the lower level is the chumri and the higher level is the ruchni, and the ability to, you know, the appropriate instance for the lower type question might be dealt by a lower person because he's got to have run a. I'm reminded that there was an incident in Torah Masorah Kedushin yesterday, which came in a question, a practical question about playing ball with kids, whatever it is. I thought it was not lenient because if they were asking him mitzad the technique and what's important for the kids, there's no reason in the world that the Rebbe should know what American kids expect and what this was that. If the shaila was, I wasn't there, but it was. But if the shaila was this is effective with kids, is it? Can we introduce a different union and sacrifice the friendship part of it and introduce the covenant of Torah? That's a valid question. In other words, when you're talking about the Torah Shabbai, the Seichel Shabbai, the Seichel Shabbai, that's the Tzura. When you're talking about the Chomri Shabbai, even if it's education, that's Chomri. And that belongs to the lower level. Chazal made this chalukah. It's not a kal v'chomer. You can't go out and say, the isha who's on a lower dagger understands how to run the budget of a house. The man who raised the grudge of the isha should understand. It's a kal v'chomer. Pricha. The Velt says, I don't know if it's a true story or not, it's just I guess as an anecdote, as a joke. The Bochber was the Bochber, and in business, in Yoni Alma, he was, let's put it this way, he wasn't the Bochber in business. But he was, somebody made some comments, but the Bochber got annoyed and said, Chashtemek, he said. In learning, my dad is so much Chesheva. So Mechatez in business, it's not. The story has common reasons why it may not have passed for the Fed. I've said it, we can talk about it on Valley Song. But it's a Yeshivish anecdote. But because the person is in a world that's different, so when Mela, he's not Nimshach to Chomri. So it's both directions. First of all, the Maral says, anybody who becomes involved, cyclistic, emotionally, in things that are lower, and that's why it's a shtickle, I guess. A person is involved at home, you know, people have to do a lot of things at home, if that's appropriate. You have to very much help at home. But if a person becomes, he has to appreciate what his wife is doing, but if the person becomes a shutiv in what color drapes to buy and what matches what, there's a certain appeal to go and, you know, on some level, you need to do it to be married, but to understand that the new drapes, whatever was bought, is a very nice buy, it's very good. There's a chelek that you know to appreciate and the hakara and hakara at all. But that the person's nefesh becomes nimshach for a woman, that in then is it's tzura, to have to give the right tone to the house and so on, and for her, you know, lo noev lo yoed, it's for her, right. For a man to be nimshach to it, it's preistag. And miracles, I said, it's not for people. You have to ask yourself, what's the eight of them asking? Is it Miller the Alma or Miller the Shmaya? And what's the right station to ask that thing to. It's not, there's no kind of a chayme here, and say machmas that if the ilum of Ruchni is so much higher and so much deeper and so much deeper, lav dafka that the world's greatest physicist would be able to fix your broken computer. You're probably better off taking a kid who's not even a physicist, but he's sitting and tinkering with computers, and then he has good hand with it, because he understands computers. A great physicist understands Gevaldika Amkasirit, but he doesn't understand which screw goes where in the computer. And it's not a pieces, it's a mileshabai. Because he's light years ahead of screws and nuts and bolts, he doesn't know exactly how to screw in a hard drive. It's machmas where he is. It's a little bit of a wrong connection between what people ask and what they're expected to be answered in and so on. Okay, any quick questions, anything?
Yeah, I just wanted to understand. The Ma'al said before that the problem by the Ish, the reason why he's Shaykh to Gehenim is because he's Neitim Mi'malasa as opposed to an Ishu who's Batsim Shaykh to Inyan Yichamris. I still don't understand why is it that, I mean, historically speaking, the Chazal say that Nashim are whenever Nichshon in the big Chatoyim and they're more Naaman and all these things. At the end of the day, if they're Shaykh to Heder and Chumrius, even though perhaps that's more their Tchum, that they should always be Nitzayin in Seichel and not being Neita Acher HaChomer, Halay Dovrahu.
Right. Affairs that they weren't Nichshalim usually were in Yonim. Let's give an example. You have sometimes Pashat to Elach Yid that your Harocha is Mitzad Echad, he's not an Adag of a higher person. Mitzad Sheni, you feel a lot more certain that you sometimes have an Yeshiva, a Bracha who's a big Bar Aliyah, and you say to yourself, you know, I'm scared. He can still go the other way. And really, because you have a push to Erlich Bracha, and somehow it's Machmas the Pashtus, the Erlichkeit is also there. Because it's the Erlichkeit, the Yerushalayim and the Ruchnius of a woman are grounded. So it has a certain solidity that doesn't carry over. And Mirach is a Zohar because he's in the world that's kind of big and deep and so on, then the ability to flip to Ra is also easier.
Mm-hmm. Understand.
Can I ask a question? It's
sure.
A little bit charged to what we're saying, the Kud of Ish V'Isha. We find the Torah is called Isha, Rechaim and Isha, Shehavta and so on.
Right.
I mean, it's a little stump, I suppose, on its own, but it's shaykh to this. How do you understand that the person that's loymed Torah is the Ish, and the Torah is the Isha? L'chor, it's upside down. L'chor, the Torah is the Tzura, and the person is the Chomer.
But in a certain sense, when a person is learning, I mean, the Moshe is obviously the other thing, but when the person is learning, so he's the active one. The Torah is waiting for the person to fataych it, to deher it, to be matur it. So he's the active element in the learning process.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The safe in front of me is waiting for me to carve out the magnesium from it.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
Okay, good job. What's the third next week? I'm just not sure. I don't know when Mincha Maariv will be next week. It's Tainus. I guess I don't know.
Should I be in touch on Wednesday?
I don't know Mitzad Olam what the story will be. Whatever.
I'm saying we're game.
You're game for it. So I guess I'm gonna have to double check. You know what? I have actually a calendar. What time is next week? What time next week will be? Like the skier is now 6:00, so they'll probably daven next week. Skier is going to be